9995, James and Darla Dimitri, east of Tyler Avenue, being Lot 2, Block 5, within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, I have some photographs for you to look at on the way down.
Is he going to testify?
Only if needed.
Why don't you come on up anyway, do it just in case.
Just in case.
State your name and address for the record, please. Whichever one you want to use.
Okay, James L. Dimitri, 38755 Tower, forming 2 Tower, was changed.
Get state to name.
19975.
Sir?
30625 North Dupont Highway.
Mr. Dimitri?
Yes.
Swear both be in. Good, put your hand back on the mic. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Take the podium then and present your application.
Sir, before you start, could I ask you to repeat your name again, please?
James L. Dimitri.
Dimitri, okay.
I have a residence at Cape Windsor since 1981. This is the third structure that I've put on there. I'm asking for a variance for my steps and the air conditioning unit. I believe the air conditioning units are coming into question also to come in under the 5-foot variance. The house is set on the same footprint where it has been for, since I've been there. And I just had this home put in by Tappa Homes. And then I understand that we didn't come in, needed a variance for the steps. And I can submit these photos. We placed the steps exactly in the same location where they're at, but we changed the configuration of the steps where when you leave the house at the side, you don't come straight out, you come out to the side, shall we say. That's the only difference that I've done. And I have pictures here to show you where the steps that I've had previously on my old dwelling.
Okay.
Picture will show where the steps are now, whether they're...
Okay. Yeah, we do. This will be part of the record, you can't get this back. Sure. Ooh. This is right.
Who obtained the permit?
Tappa Homes.
Tappa?
Yes.
Yes, we obtained the permit, but for part, there's another contractor involved who did the back deck and did those steps.
And permit was taken out when everything was supposed to have been done.
Issue that Tappa's also pointing out is that part of the variance is sort of on our shoulders is that the platforms for the air conditioning unit are required to have a variance, which we had no idea. They're 3-foot by 3-foot salt-treated, opened, uncanopied structures that hold up the AC units.
Is there, Mr. Ricker, do we have a drawing of how the house sits on the property?
I have surveys.
If he has a survey, that's great. Okay. While we're putting a case number on these documents for the board's consideration, if you look on your map there, we have 45. This is parcel 44, 45, and 43, 41, 40, 47, 48, they all have variances.
Okay.
Okay.
Almost every house. There's many houses in there.
Yes, many venues.
What I'm concerned...
There's no objection from the community association either.
Okay, good. The 4.2 feet variance from the 10-foot side yard, is that, what is that for?
That's for...
Structure?
4.2 for setback, right, that's for the structure.
Okay, so...
Ours is not...
Pardon me?
Ours is just steps and platforms. It's not...
It's not for the structure of the house.
No?
It's a what now?
Ours isn't for the structure of the house. It's for just the stands that hold the air conditioning units.
Oh, okay.
And the steps.
And the steps.
And the steps, right?
And yes, which are not enclosed.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at the house at 5.79 feet.
If we can see a survey, then we can tell what's encroaching, what's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a survey. I had a drawing.
I came for surveys. Take a look here. Apologize, I didn't realize it.
5.5.
Okay.
That's it.
So the structure sits 5.5 feet from the property line.
Correct.
It's a structure.
Okay. It's supposed to sit 10?
Yes.
Okay. How was it advertised?
From a variance side yard.
4.2 feet when it really, according to the survey, only needs 4.5 feet.
4.5.
So we're...
Right.
That's but it good. Wasn't advertised that way. It was just side yard.
It's side yard.
Yeah, it's side yard.
So you set the home?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you obtained the permit?
Yes, sir.
You realize that you didn't do it right?
Yes, sir.
Good answer.
However, though...
Good answer. Okay. And you're relatively new in this area?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you know not to make that mistake again.
Yes, sir.
Good. All right, and then the rest was a contractor that you subcontracted to build the
deck, Mr. Demetrius,
and the stairs and the air conditioner.
Well, the air conditioner we did because that was part of the house.
Okay.
For the steps, though, the other contractor's here also.
Okay. All right. Good.
But the house was set in the same footprint where the previous... Right.
Yeah, but when a permit's issued, it shows the setback requirements.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't matter if,
okay.
Behind the
steps. Got to meet the setback requirements or you have to have a variance.
Good.
Okay.
Make that.
Make this that gentleman noble. Knows that now. So.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is that it?
No.
Did he get it?
Yeah, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Corbin?
Thank
you. Mr. Corbin? Can you read no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Do we have any?
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9995.
Nope.
As we have passed many variances, like variances, for the same thing. Not much way away he can place a home without violating the setbacks, the steps, and the
excuse me.
I have no problem with
it. Can I have a second that motion? Can I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9995. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Happy holidays to you.
Good night. Case number 99.